I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. This is Pastor Williams. We started off saying the same thing every week because it's true. The Bible is right. Amen. And I'm glad about it. I know you are too. Glory to God. Well, beloved, we're privileged by God to be in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 18th verse. Amen. We're in Proverbs 18:18. Proverbs 18:18, glory to God. And Proverbs 18:18 reads in the King James Version, the lot causes contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. The lot causes contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. You know, when I was a younger Christian, I would just read this verse and I'd keep going. But one day after about being saved for 20, 25 years, I forget exactly, I was reading the verse and I thought about it and I said, wait a minute. There's something that can cause contention or arguments or strong arguments and feuds. There's something that can that's strong enough to cause contention to cease. And then I read, parteth between the mighty. And I said, a lot, L-O-T, causes all of this? Let me delve into this thing and find out more about it. And so, of course, one of the first places you're going to go when you're doing a biblical research, you're going to go to Strong's Concordance, because when you're interested in a particular word, amen, glory to God, you can go there and find out what that word means in the original Hebrew or Greek. And in this case, it's the original Hebrew, amen. And the number in Strong Concordance is 1486. And it means the word lot, L-O-T. The word lot means short stick and or small stones. Amen, glory to God. Well, that really didn't tell me a whole lot. Technically, it didn't tell me. I already had an idea of what the lot meant, but I wanted to nail it down stronger. And hearing and reading about a short stick or a small stones, I said, okay, let me see if I can look into a little more. And it said, to settle a question by the use of lots, quote, another place I looked up the word lot, and it says one of a set of objects as straws or pebbles drawn or thrown from a container to decide a question or choice by chance. By chance. By chance or by providence that is of God. So it's something men esteem that it's something decided by God, something that would be decided by God as opposed to something decided by man, all right? And as I was thinking on that, the example that the precious Holy Spirit brought to my mind was the coin toss for us that we can understand. The coin toss. Have you ever watched a professional football game? At the beginning of the game, they have the coin toss. What do they do? Remember, the essence of this concept about something, about a lot, is something decided by God, okay? Something decided by God. So, understanding that, when we look at the coin toss, what do we find? We find that what happens at the beginning of the game, the referee comes out and the two captains of the opposing teams come out, and the referee shows them a coin, and he shows them that the coin is different on both sides. There is a head and there is a tail. Why does he do that? To make sure that the coin isn't loaded. If both sides are heads and, you know, he gives it to the person he likes and that person says heads, he can't lose because both sides of the coins are heads. So to make sure that that isn't a factor, the referee shows both captains of the opposing teams that one side of the coin is heads and the other side is tails. Amen? And then what he does, what am I describing? Remember what we said the essence of the lot was? Something decided by God. Okay? So keep that in mind as I go through all of these things. Something decided by God. So then, after he shows them that there is the head and on the reverse, there is the tails, amen, he doesn't throw it, but sometimes they'll ask a young child to come out and throw it or somebody else to throw it in the air. And that's so that both teams know, well, the referees aren't rooting for one team over another because they didn't throw the coin. Some impartial person throws the coin. And then when the coin is thrown, they let it hit the ground. Why? So that the referee doesn't catch it. People can do sleight of hands. They can do stuff real quick. You know, when people are dealing cards out, well, there's people that can deal so fast, they can deal from the bottom of the deck. And it looks like they're dealing from the top, but they're so skilled, they can deal from the bottom of the deck. So they don't want anybody catching the coin because the guy could blip and come out the way they want. So what they do is let it fall on the ground. And that way, no one can say, well, you flipped it. No, I didn't touch it. No one touched it. It hit the ground, and people look, and both captains can look down and see, oh, it is heads or it is tails. Amen? And so they feel like, okay, that was fair. Okay, there's no impartiality here. There's no risk. The game isn't rigged against it. This is all, everything is above board. Amen? And so they take that. Amen? And so that was the best example that I could think of. The Holy Ghost brought back to my remembrance something being, people believing that something is being decided by God as opposed to men. Amen? Now, another way, because we really want to get a grip on this concept. Why? Because there's something behind this. Now, I knew basically what a lot was, basically, okay? But as I began to meditate on this, I recognized that there's something very powerful behind this, so powerful that it can cause arguments to cease, and it can cause mighty men to walk away. Amen? But so we're delving into it. And so let's look at today's English version of Proverbs 18:18. And today's English version of Proverbs 18:18 reads, if two powerful people are opposing each other in court, casting lots can settle the issue. See how powerful lots is? See how powerful? This says, if two powerful people, they're opposing each other. You couldn't stand between two powerful people and say, okay, calm down. They're not going to listen to you. They're going to say, get out of the way. But here we have this concept of lots, and it's able to settle the issue. That's what the 18:18b says in this verse. It says in today's English versions, if two powerful people are opposing each other in court, casting lots can settle the issue. So I said, man, I got to really find out about what this is about. That it can, two powerful people, it can settle issues. I need to know what this, what's behind, what is the power of lots that it can settle issues. And then when I went to the Positive Thinking Bible, because my curiosity was stoked then, I wanted to find out, man, let me read this in different versions. So I went to the Positive Thinking Bible, Proverbs 18:18, and it says, drawing straws is one way to settle a difficult case. Drawing straws. Now, you've all seen that, amen, on some television thing where there's something to be decided, and let's say there's 10 people. So you get 9 long straws, and you get 1 short straw. And impartially, people pick out their straws. And then you ask, well, who got the short straw? And the person that got the short straw, that settles the issue. Amen? They have to do whatever it is that is the issue. Amen? And then in the Tanakh, or the Jewish Bible, it says, the lot puts an end to strife. Wow. An end to strife? And separates those locked in dispute. I said, there's something to this. There's something to this. I knew about picking straws and the short end. The person with the short straw got to do whatever it is that they got to do and all of that. I knew about the Urim and the Thummim in the high priest garment. They had 2 stones. One black, one white, they pull, and to settle an issue, they would pray and ask God, and they take out one stone, and if it was white, it meant one thing. If it was black, it meant another thing. Amen? I basically knew what lots were. Amen? But when I kept reading about it, it's the mighty can be appeased. It can separate people locked in disputes. It can settle arguments between powerful people. It can part between the mighty. It can cause arguments and contentions to cease. I said, okay, I got a general understanding of this, but I need to delve a little deeper and see what's behind all of this. Amen? Glory to God. And so, glory to God, as I started to look up some examples, let's go to Leviticus, Leviticus 16. Amen. Leviticus 16. Let's look at this. Thus shall Aaron, this is talking about Aaron, the first high priest. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with a linen mitre shall be he attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kids of the goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the 2 goats. Now listen to this. And he shall take the 2 goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the 2 goats, the 1 lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. So there was two goats. One had to be offered up to the Lord. Which one? Which one? Well, they would cast lots. And one, when he got a particular lot, it fell on one. That meant he'd be offered up to the Lord. But the other one would be let go. But it was thought to be absolutely impartial. The Lord made the choice. Amen? I'm up against a break. Hold on. I'm up against a break. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about lots today, amen? Glory to God. And we want to go to Numbers 26, 55. And in Numbers 26, we're trying to delve into the power of lots. Numbers 26, verse 55, it says, notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribe of their fathers, they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between the many and the few. When the children of Israel came into their inheritance, glory to God, the land was divided by lot so that people would believe that that choice was made by God and not by Moses or the priest might be impartial. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go to Numbers, the 33rd chapter, the 50th verse, and it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan, glory to God, into the land of Canaan, then shall ye drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quick pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot, for an inheritance among your families. Ye shall divide the land by lot. Amen. Okay, let's go to, so we see that this concept is in here. Amen. Let's go to Judges, the 20th chapter. I really want to get this all in. Judges 20, and it says, let's see, Judges 20, Judges 20. I want to see, it's a long story. It's nine verses long, but that's too long because I only got 10 minutes. What happened? Something happened to a particular priest and his concubine. The people got angry about it, and they decided all Israel was going to avenge this man of what happened to him. And verse 8 says, where are you, Pastor? I'm in Judges, the 20th chapter. I'm now at the 8th verse. And all the people arose as one man, saying, we will not any of us go to his tent, neither will any of us turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We shall go up by lot against it. Okay? So they decided they were going to avenge this man of what happened to him. But how were they going to go up? They were going to go up by lot. Amen? They not deciding, but God deciding. Amen? And then I want to go to Esther. I want to go to Esther. Glory to God. I want to go to Esther 9 because I want to make another point. Esther 9. Glory to God. Esther verse 9. I'm hoping that I got it outlined. I'm hoping that I got it outlined just right here because I want to make another point. Okay, Esther verse 9. Well, I'll tell you what happened there. Okay, Esther verse 9. I got it. Esther verse 9:24 says, because Haman, the son of Hammedah, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them and had cast pur, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. The point I'm making there is that lots were cast, and all the other examples, lots were cast to decide. They recognized that God was making the decision. But here, lots were cast to decide the timing. Haman wanted to destroy all the Jews, so he wanted to find out the best time to do that. So to determine the best timing, he cast pur or lots. And what he was doing really was depending on the devil to tell him the best time to destroy the Jews. The Hebrews and the other examples, they were depending on God to tell them what to do. Amen? And then to give you New Testament examples, turn to Luke, the first chapter. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to God. Luke, the first chapter. And we see that in Luke 1:9, it reads, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. What is this? This is concerning Zacharias, who was a priest in the temple. And the way things were decided, when a priest went up to the temple by course, 12 priests at a time, 12 going in, 12 coming out. And when you went in, what your duty for that course was determined by lot. God would decide which priest would do what, and that was determined by lot. And here, Zacharias, I'll read it again, Luke 1:9. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. So when he came up for this particular service, when they cast lots, Zacharias's lot was indicated that his duty was to burn incense. So lots determined what job a person had. And it wasn't, see, people could say, well, you keep giving me the hard jobs, you take the easy jobs every time. Well, to make sure that there would be no argument about it, they would cast lots. And that was an indication. Remember we said in the beginning, something decided by God. And when a priest would determine that it was decided by God, well, they were at peace with their assignment. Because men didn't determine the assignment, they accepted that God had determined the assignment. Amen? And so they were at peace with it. Amen? And then when you look at Acts 1:26, and this is the last one I want to read, Acts 1:26, it says, okay, in verse 24 for context, and they prayed and said, thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, where are you, Pastor? I'm in Acts, the first chapter in the book of Acts, the 24th verse. Thou, Lord, which knoweth the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. Now, how did they determine who God chose? verse 25, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Mattathias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Amen. Glory to God. They had to choose another apostle. And so they prayed, God, you decide who you want to fill Judas's place between these two gentlemen. And the way we're going to determine that is we're not going to pick. We're going to do it by lot, and that will determine who God picked. Amen? And so they believed God. The important thing I want to point out here is why lots are so powerful. Glory to God. They're so powerful. They're so powerful because what is behind lots is impartiality. Impartiality and justice. If people are sure that things are being done impartially, they can bear any burden. They can take anything. When a people know that they're being handled with justice, oh, they can do anything. But the problem in societies are that there's a great tendency of me and my four and no more. I'm looking out for me and mine, and I don't care if you don't get anything. That's on you. I want to funnel the resources to my tribe, to my people, to my family. You know, that used to make me, forgive me if there's any people of African, from the continent of Africa, an African descent. That's one of the things that really annoyed me. People from Africa, I would appreciate their sincerity, their intensity, and all of that. But the one thing I couldn't take was tribalism. You would talk to them, and they would say, oh, come, bring this to my tribe, and let's do it for my tribe. And I'd say, but what about everybody else? Well, I know that they ain't on my tribe, you know. And that used to annoy me, because as Christians, we want to bless everybody, amen? And sometimes, if you're from the continent of Africa, forgive me. I'm not saying all Africans are like this. I'm not saying that. But when I was in college, I would run into Africans and talk with them, and we'd be discussing and having a good time. But tribalism would come out. Me and my four and no more. Me and my tribe. We don't care if the other people starve to death. Just bring it to my tribe. And that used to really bug me. Well, see, the power behind lots is that it's something decided by God. There's no impartiality. So what is the essence of it? Justice. Justice. Justice is behind it all. That's the power. And when people have noticed they're being handled with justice, you have complete peace because people are settled. They're settled with it. They know if this wasn't picked by partiality, God picked this. The other people had no way. They had no way to impartially decide it. It was decided impartially. And the lot fell to me, and I'm going to do what God determined for me to do. See how powerful justice is? And the Bible, all through, particularly in Proverbs, it talks about that the throne is established by justice. It's established by righteousness and justice. If you have a business or a corporation or a ministry or a family or whatever it is, if you want to establish that family or whatever it might be in power, make sure that everybody is handled with justice. Make sure that justice prevails. Don't have impartiality. And for God's sake, if you got kids, don't show one child that you love him more than you love the other child. Because what will happen is the child that you heap the love on, the other child will hate that child because you're showing them more love. Impartiality will cause anger, will cause jealousy. And the Bible says, who can stand before envy? If you want to destroy your ministry, company, family, whatever it might be, country, whatever it might be, show partiality. Show privilege. If you do that, you'll destroy whatever it is that you're trying to build. But if you show impartiality, how can you do that? How can you show impartiality? I'm out of time, but I'm going to give you a quick example. Two little boys want a piece of pie. How do you decide who gets what pie? You have one boy cut the pie, but then you have the other boy pick the slice. And so the boy that's cutting the pie, he's not going to cut a great big piece for him because he knows he doesn't get to choose first. The other boy gets to choose. So what does he do? He makes sure that every piece is exactly the same so that when his brother picks, he only gets the same size as he gets. You understand? You have to do things. And if you do that, you'll have a powerful family, a powerful organization, a powerful business. I'm overtime. I'm probably going to get it. Bible has the answers. See you next week. I love you. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.